What disgusts me more than a woman preaching behind the pulpit is a man who's in the pew listening to her. You know what's more disgusting than a woman standing behind the pulpit preaching the Bible is the man, the stoneless man, sitting in the pews actually listening to her and not doing anything about it. But there's even something more disgusting than that. How about the man who sits in the pews who says amen to the woman who's preaching? You know, those dudes need to get some stones. They need to get right with God and get into a real church where there's a man of God behind the pulpit preaching the Bible, and he's a man. Amen? Not listening to some tightly dressed, immodest, hoary, slutty-looking pastorette. Well, not all of them are like that. Well, how about the butch-looking Joyce Myers? Both of them are bad. Joyce Myers and Oprah Winfrey. She's a prophetess too. A wicked one. He said, well, what kind of prophetess do you approve of? The ones who go soul winning. You know, you have Philip the Evangelist who had daughters who were prophesying. Preaching the gospel. Amen? We have some prophetesses in here, but they don't do it in here. They teach their children at home. Right? Because in the book of Proverbs, you have Lemuel's mother prophesying unto her son. Right? And so we're not against all prophetesses. We're just against the ones who think they have the authority to be behind a pulpit. Garbage. Okay? Now, look at, in case you're wondering, okay? Oh, you're just spewing out the mouth. That's your opinion. Well, look at 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 12. But I suffer not a woman to teach. I mean, we could just end it right there. Amen. We could just pray, be dismissed, go to our barbecue tomorrow, and it will be good on that one. Nor to usurp authority over the man. So what am I doing right now? I actually have authority over you as I preach. Amen. So no one has the right to come up here and push me out of the way and try to preach the Bible, right? I have the authority. So when a woman does it behind the pulpit, she's usurping the authority over the man. She's telling the men what to do. Nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. What does that mean? Shut up.
Yep.
Now look, we're not like this machismo church. You never hear a man ever say, shut up to a woman here. Right? Like, shut your mouth. Why? Because we understand that there's a balance. We're to respect and love our wives. We're to respect and love our sisters in Christ. And the reality is, there's no woman in here who would ever want to be like Jezebel. For Adam was first formed and then Eve, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. Look down at verse number 1 of chapter 3. This is a true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife. So if a pastor is to have one wife, how does that work for a pastorette? Unless she's some freak dyke. Right? But even then, that still doesn't work because dykes aren't saved. Dykes are reprobates, and they're not even allowed in church, right. Let alone behind the pulpit. Amen. A bishop that must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach. So we see here, go back to Judges, if you would.